Janet Katz, Marissa Renz, welcome.
Thank you, Julia. Hello.
Now that Northeast Indiana's Local Food Network is plugged in, the online food guide is published, and Local Food Week is right on that horizon, 11 counties strong, as a matter of fact. Congratulations. And Janet, in a nutshell, what does this mean to all of us hungry residents in the 11-county area?
Both the Local Food Guide and Local Food Week are designed to help people connect with the food that they love and the farms that they love and learn more about it and know where to get the local food.
So eating hearty, eating well.
Exactly.
And that's perfect. Meanwhile, Marissa, as one of those urban farmers and market participants, what does it mean to you?
I think it gives people an opportunity to see what can be grown in urban spaces in large and small plots, not just on larger farms.
That brings up a very, very interesting detail. Are folks into the 21st century removed enough from the process of growing food that they might not know?
I think so, absolutely.
I agree.
My growing space is in my front yard, and I have neighbors who walk by quite a bit who are just shocked that you can grow carrots in what used to be a lawn. So I think people definitely don't realize what can be done.
It's a connection. It's the logic and the connection. Okay, the birth and the rebirth of small farms, urban farms, front yard farms, wherever you're doing it here in Northeast Indiana, what kind of numbers are we talking in, say, the last decade?
There has been a real interest from young farmers and folks that have always wanted to farm. So I would think across our region, we have dozens of new, small, diversified farms, and also artisan food producers that make their products using local ingredients. They don't farm themselves, but they intentionally source local ingredients to make some wonderful products that are made right here in Northeast Indiana.
And that really makes good use of the wonderful farmland that we do have going here that hasn't been turned into something unfarmable.
Yes, many people take what used to grow corn or soybeans or be pasture and grow row crops or use that pasture to raise chickens or our grass-fed beef. Folks find a piece of land and they just have that connection to the land and they turn it into wonderfully productive farms.
That's fantastic. It's an ancient custom as well, brought right into the 21st century, as you are proof, Marissa.
Yes.
And really, as you know in the guide and most of your information, Janet, increasing visibility and economic opportunities are the key for assuring that these farms are going to make it, that this whole thing will work. I mean, that seems too easy. Is that really the key, what we need to do?
Yes, we really feel that when people talk about local food, there's not many people who are against local food. Oh, no, I don't want to buy local food. But there's a sense that they don't know where. They only associate it with farmers markets. And I love all of our farmers markets. But there are so many avenues now to access foods. If the farmers market works for you, or you can pre-order it and just pick it up at the market, there's so many new market options that folks are exploring that this local food guide will help people connect with each of the farms in the way that they feel works best for them.
That is a fantastic opportunity that you are providing. So now put it all together, like that Northeast Indiana Local Food Network does. What are you going to be spotlighting most heavily for public attention and interest in the Local Food Week that's coming up?
Well, Local Food Week is really a celebration of local food and helping eaters connect to the people and the places that grow and sell and serve local food across our region. So we reached out to a wide variety of folks that were in the Local Food Guide and saying, hey, you know, would you in these times of the pandemic be comfortable having small groups come to your farm, come to your store, come to your restaurant to experience a behind the scenes look at where their food comes from, to just really take that deep dive, whether it's visiting a Mangalista pig at Hoffman Certified Organics, or whether it's seeing a milking operation that Fry Farms Co-op is offering, or whether it's visiting Marissa's farm to see how within the city of Fort Wayne you can grow an absolutely abundant amount of food on a city lot.
In my front yard, and you can't get much more local than that.
Not at all.
And accessible, to be sure. Okay, you've basically got three mighty tasty areas of interest represented in the online food guide. That would be shopping local, eating and drinking local, then the local organizations behind all of this. Let's begin with shop local. What are you going to encourage folks to do then?
Well, our Shop Local section of the online local food guide allows people to search. It's a searchable local food guide. So it's wonderful if you're looking for rhubarb or you're looking for products that are certified organic or certified naturally grown. You can search by those terms. But in the Shop Local section, there are farms, farmers markets, food stores that stock intentionally, you know, source local ingredients in them. Also, our artisan local food producers are there because they don't necessarily have a particular shop, but yet they're a vital part. All the wonderful products, the kimchi that True Kimchi makes, or Josh's Jungle and the wonderful pickled and fermented products that he makes.
That is exciting. And the fact that you're going to be having these tours throughout the course of a week, really all over all of these counties, mm-hmm. in your experiences, what effects can this kind of interactive experience right on the farm, right in your yard, Marissa, wherever the folks are, long-term-wise, have on your tour guests?
My hope is that people will maybe be inspired to grow more of their own food when they walk around and see all the things that we're able to grow at our space. That's one of my hopes, definitely, for the people who come on the tours there, and just knowing then that that can also be done in an urban space as well.
And who do you hope to see on these tours, as well as in the local restaurants and shops and markets, especially during that week you're encouraging everybody to take part?
You know, in this day and age, I think more people are curious about where food comes from and how ingredients are being produced. And so we're so pleased that restaurants such as Tolan are hosting a Meet the Farmer events. I think one of their events is with Ben Hoffman from Hoffman Certified Organics. So if you're enjoying chicken on their menu, okay, you can meet the guy who raises that chicken and ask questions about it. His particular farm is certified organic, and he can talk about why he produces in that manner and what value that brings to his farm. But it's these connections, whether they be on the farm or be at restaurants, to have people, I think, value the food. To me, it's the relationships. So many people are attracted to local food because of the relationship that they have. And they see, oh my gosh, this is the guy that works hard, who gets up in the middle of the night to make sure that everything's okay if a storm's coming through or whatever. And so then you'll value the food more. All farmers work hard. But when those dollars stay here in Northeast Indiana and you meet the person, to me, it's a connection that a lot of people value. And I hope to share that love and that excitement with everyone.
Well, it is a meet and a greet and an eat.
It is meet and greet and eat.
And that's quite a reinforcement. I certainly get that. Now, the whole COVID-19 from start to finish, it has turned our world upside down. How has it impacted your cause?
I think COVID-19 made us really realize that having a resilient food system is very important. Making sure that we have an assured supply of food and that the food is safe. And I think it's reinstilled a love of cooking in a lot of ways, with more of us spending more time at home.
Mm-hmm. Early in the spring, when everything first started happening, I had a realization that people were probably going to be wanting more food. And I was noticing, following social media things, that there was a lot of food that wasn't able to be delivered to places, a lot of food that was getting wasted. So it really pushed me to produce more in my own space. And I was also, in the spring, growing plants for other people to take home and plant and grow as well. So it really pushed me further than I expected it to this spring, or that I was planning for, which was good.
That is very good for the whole community, and you taking an active part in the farmers markets and such, it gives you a really, really wonderful perspective on all of this. It also lets you see how your food that you grow is appreciated. How else do you feel it an advantage just to be that much closer to your community, to the community that you are growing food for?
At the farmer's market, and for people who purchased my plants early on when I was selling them online, I feel like I develop a nice relationship with them. Eat the products that I'm growing. That's probably the best thing that I can do. For me, the appreciation when they come back and tell me how good my garlic was or how great the beans were, I really feel like there's more of a connection with them, you know, and a lot of that is just through the farmer's market.
Quite a wonderful connection,
yeah.
Indeed. And, you know, being down on the farm isn't as common as it used to be. Another reason to get these connections made, and we certainly get where you're going with that, but then what? How are you going to continue that dialogue as you do have these connections made with the closeness and the esprit de corps, if you will, that you're working hard to establish?
Well, next for the local food network, we're going to be launching an online monthly series. We had to cancel our large event, and so we're taking a lot of that programming and the wonderful conversations we were planning to have at our local food forum and turning them into an online series that we're calling The Power of Local Food, to really address each month a topic. So in September, we're launching one about COVID-19 and the resilience of our local food system and the connections that have kind of been exposed because of that, and how we can look to building a food system here in Northeast Indiana that is more robust moving forward. But for our organization, we're also going to be launching a founding donor campaign, because we're a small nonprofit, all volunteer run, and the interest in this and all the work that lays ahead, we feel that we're in a position now to move forward and have a small paid staff. One of the projects that we want to work on is that we want to take the local food guide that's now online and make a print version of it, because so many people within our community would prefer a print version. Our wonderful Amish friends are an integral part of our local food system and local food economy here in Northeast Indiana, and many of them cannot access anything that's online. Having a print version of it, it'll be something that's valuable. But the most exciting project that I'm working on right now is we have a new Northeast Indiana farm to school team. And so if we look toward the future, I have been so encouraged by so many folks who work within the food systems. Needless to say, right now, they're going through tremendous challenges because of the COVID. But there's a real interest in working towards sourcing more local products into our schools. And as part of that, not only bringing them into the cafeteria, but bringing that into the curriculum to really make sure that kids understand where food comes from. It doesn't just come from a grocery store, that somebody works hard to bring that food to your table.
And that's a wonderful full circle to have come all the way through the school systems and then get them involved. And we've got them on all levels covered right here. I love that. So besides the extreme labor of love and the bountiful food sources that you are preserving here, and I know that's important to both of you, what's your personal takeaway from building this foundation? I mean, why do you work as hard as you do to share this with your community?
Twofold, I think. One, I'm really interested in helping to conserve the environment and improve pollinator habitat and watershed quality and all of those things. And the second part is I want healthy food, and I know that if I'm growing the food, I know what's happening to it, and there's nothing like potatoes that come straight out of the garden. Grocery stores will never match the quality of the potatoes coming out of my garden, I don't think. And it's also fueled with wanting to share that with other people so that they can also have the opportunity to taste those foods and know where they come from as well.
I think for me, it's about the connections that we can have through food. It brings together people. It makes connections to places. And it makes this value something that we do, you know, three times a day. But when one has the connection through that and knows that by purchasing a particular product that you're helping to support a local farmer, and that farmer is taking care of the soil, and the prosperity of that farm is helping to retain and build the resilience of our rural communities, it all is a wonderful connection, and it all centers around just delicious food, eating healthy in the health and wellness of our community as well. It all ties together.
Janet Katz is founding director of the Northeast Indiana Local Food Network, and Marissa Renz, an urban farmer at Plant Happiness and organizer with the historic West Main Street Farmers Market. Janet, Marissa, thanks so much for sharing this story with us today and your network. Carry the gift, and job well done.
Thank you so much, Julia.
Yes, thank you.